member SIPC FINRA, AAA 318-1777.
Good evening and welcome to KCEO Radio, AM 1000. This is the 11th Hour Ministries coming to you from Vista, California. That is Southern California. We come together tonight to study the mystery of the gospel. The 11th Hour Ministries has been put together to share the Word of God and the Word of our Lord through the Bible. And the important thing about this program is that we like to go directly from the Bible according to the Scripture of our Lord and quote Scripture, because we feel here at the 11th Hour Ministries that it's the Word of God that does the work in our lives and the actual Word of God that changes our hearts and souls and spirits and minds to understand Him greater, to love Him better. And we would like to start now with a prayer, an opening prayer, which is, Father God, we ask that you would, God, be with all the people who are listening here tonight. God, open their hearts and souls and minds and spirits to be able to hear your word tonight, God, to absorb what message you would have for all of us who are listening. God, we just love you so much, and we're so grateful for you that you gave us your son, Jesus. And Jesus, our brother, we're so grateful that you gave your life for us and our sin. The Bible, we're so pleased that you've given us the gift of the Bible, which is the Word of God. Bible says that it's living and active, and we're so grateful. God, we ask that there's someone out there tonight who has a heavy heart, or God, that they're just really seeking you or struggling to find you. Someone who already knows you, God, that can learn to know you better, and that whatever scriptures are read tonight, God, would just be absorbed like a sponge into our hearts and our minds and souls and spirits, so that, God, we can gain a greater relationship with you, a greater understanding of you and your word, and that we can follow you in a great way. And we pray for all this in the name of Jesus, our brother. Amen. Tonight we're here at the 11th Hour Ministries on KCEO Radio, AM 1000. And this is a 20th century application to timeless instruction. We consider this program to be a miracle in motion. And the main reason why we say that is that the Word of God is clearly living and active. And so when we read the Scripture, when we become a part of the Scripture, we're actually part of God's miracle to learn the truth in our lost and dark world. We have a world that's basically going sideways and spiraling downward with man's behavior, with having our own direction in life, people who are going in their own way, people who have their own opinions, and we find ourselves really struggling to have a true center, a place where people can gather together in harmony and thought and to perpetuate goodness in this lost and dark world. Seems like there's so many people that are chasing the almighty dollar, and that we splinter off in fractions to basically do what we want to, what feels good, what we want to do to gain wealth of any sort. And it seems like there's no barrier to stopping and thinking twice about what we do and how that affects God, or how that affects our relationship with God, if it's immoral, if it's improper, if it's not uplifting to others, if we're not giving each other the benefit of uplifting, but we're tearing each other down or taking advantage of each other. There's many programs out there that really are just taking advantage of people who are less fortunate in dollars and wisdom and things of this nature, and people are being exploited for the benefit of a few souls or a few people. Many, many people around this world are being exploited, and there's no question that actually occurs by way of living a life that is not according to the Word of God, according to the Bible, and according to Scripture. And so once again, this is the 11th Hour Ministries coming to you from Southern California, a bold new Bible-based program where we call it Keeping It Real. And so we basically, this program, like I said, is designed to really interject the Word of God through the Scripture for this entire hour, and we hope that it become contagious to you and myself as well. And so I'd like to start off tonight in Psalms, and this is the we talked before about the what's called the Bible Promise Book. And here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we don't have any sponsors, and we're not asking for your money. And the reason for that is that we just want to promote the truth into our world. We love God so much that we want to share His truth with others. It's such an awesome relationship when we have a relationship with God. And I've seen so many lives change, including my own, when doing things according to God's word, when being obedient to our Lord, how much of a change that will occur in people's lives and how many blessings come from it. And so tonight we're going to use the Bible Promise Book that we've spoke about in so many times in the programs before, which is it's an outline in different topics which has actual scripture in it. There's only a topic and then the scripture according to the Bible in this book. There's no interpretation by man, and that's why we feel it's really a powerful tool for us to refer to for all types of different circumstances that might occur in our lives. We here at the 11th Hour Ministries are more than happy to send a copy of the Bible Promise Book to anyone who needs it. We send this free of charge. Just check in with us at the 11th at 11thhourministries.net, 11thhourministries.net. Drop us a line, leave us a address, and we'll send you off a free copy of the Bible Promise Book. But tonight we're going to start off the topic that we're going to start with is comfort. And Psalms is a great place to read on how God will comfort us and what the Bible says about comfort. So we start off in Psalms 46, 1 through 3, and it says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way to the mountains and fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Psalms 138, 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. And Psalms 18:2. Again, the topic is comfort. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Psalms 37:24. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. We go on to Psalms 37:39. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in a time of trouble. Psalms 55:22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Imagine the scripture. This is why we put this hour together here at the 11th Hour Ministries. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. How many of us can relate to carrying our own burden each day, being in a place of feeling troubled or overburdened, and we don't know exactly where to turn or what to do about that feeling? It's God calling us to Him. And the beauty of it is Psalms 55:22, that God wants us to cast our cares upon Him, and He wants to sustain us. But it says here that the Lord will never let the righteous fall, which is just absolutely phenomenal. And thank God for this promise. And remember, in the Bible, God makes promises that He cannot and will not break. And thank God for His faithfulness to us. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Again, that's John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And what another amazing scripture. In him we may have peace. And who has true peace in their heart? Those of us who follow the word of the Lord and turn to him and let him be the ruler of our lives and our hearts and our minds and spirits and souls. And when I say that, that means to be submissive to God's truth, God's word, God's purpose. It's actually the relationship that God wants from us, is to have a great love relationship. So when it says that in me you may have peace, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. God wants us to have a father-son or father-daughter caring relationship. God does not have grandchildren. He wants a one-on-one relationship with each one of us. He will call us in many ways according to our walk in this world. He actually allows us to drift away from things good so that we can understand that it's in him that we are guided. It's in him that he brings us to a true, pure center of the way we should be living our lives. And the Bible is basically our guidebook to know what those what that relationship consists of. How does God want us to think and act and treat each other? And all the scripture that's in the Bible is a guidebook to help us learn how to be successful in our relationship with God, and then in turn a successful relationship with the people around us. And what an amazing world this would be. And the reason for this program at 11th Hour Ministries once again is that we pray here at the 11th Hour Ministries that every person who hears this message tonight, that we would be in concert in prayer, praying that this lost dark world would be turned around and be given back to God's people. If we don't step up and raise the bar of how important it is for us to read the scripture and to follow the scripture and to behave like Christians, to behave like God's sons and daughters, to behave with real dignity and respect for each other, then if we're not going to start that here at the 11th Hour Ministries, where is it going to begin? You can't complain about it unless you're willing to do something about it, any kind of issues in life or troubles. And we have taken a stand and said we will not sit by and watch this world corrode and self-destruct. We feel it's super important that we would come together and ask for unified prayer so that our world could be given new direction and new understanding, that God would shine his light into the darkness. And the light is the word of God. The light is the scripture. And that's why when we come together and we know that the people who love God that are listening, the people who want to know God that are listening, that unified, our prayers will be heard. And remember that 2,000 years ago, there was one man named Jesus and 12 apostles that changed the world forever. And so why wouldn't it be that we could understand and assume that at this point in time that we are called to the same job that Jesus and the apostles were called to, and that the unification in God's word with all the people collectively praying, that greater things than Jesus did can we do if we only believe, because that's a promise in the Bible. And we absolutely believe that in unified prayer, this world can be brought back to the light, and that this is a program put together for just asking all people to pray for the same cause, because we know God will answer those prayers. And so going on here is Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Imagine. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. 2 Corinthians 1:5. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. Psalms 9:9. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of troubles. And so one thing that we do know in our world today is that as our families grow and people have children, or those of us who have grown up in a home that with some discipline in it, there's correction that is necessary for all of us. Sooner or later, at some point in time, correction is a very important part of our lives, and the Bible clearly instructs us to accept correction and to be eager to have correction in our lives. And this is the next topic, is God's correction. Proverbs 3:1-2, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son, as a father the son he delights in. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in. Job 5:17-18, blessed is the man whom God corrects. So do not despise the discipline of the Almighty. For he wounds, but he also binds up. He injures, but his hands also heal. Psalms 94:12-13. Blessed is the man you discipline, O Lord, the man you teach from your law. You grant him relief from the days of trouble, till a pit is dug for the wicked. And here in Hebrews, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. So imagine, and this is pure scripture, and that's why we love reading the scripture, embrace the truth. We're here to really study the mystery of the gospel. And so here in Hebrews 12:6, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. So ask ourselves tonight, what way are we being disciplined by God, and what way would you anticipate that you're feeling punished by the ones he accepts as a son? Because we know it comes. It's a promise. Our God is the strongest and most powerful force there ever was and ever will be, and believe that he will correct his children. And so how awesome is it to know, when you're feeling certain feelings of being disciplined and being punished, it's not always Satan who's just picking on you. God also disciplines his children because he wants to build our character and our patience and persistence, and things he's refining us. And so how awesome it is to know the truth when we read the Word of God. The next category here is courage, and starts off in Psalms 27:14. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, wait for the Lord. Psalms 37:28. For the Lord loves the just, and he will not forsake his faithful ones. They will be persecuted forever, but the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. Now, again, we go to encourage. We're talking about Isaiah 40:29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Psalms 31:24. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Be strong and take heart, all you. And so now we know that God also, we all have enemies of some sort, people who trespass against us. We do pray tonight that God would forgive us for our trespasses, because we all do it in some fashion. Sooner or later in our lives, we trespass against each other. We also pray that God would forgive those who have trespassed against us to this moment in time. And once again, we're here at the 11th Hour Ministries. This program is really trying to cleanse the people who are listening, including myself, to be more open to the truth of the Lord. And the Bible itself, we pray that basically just like washing our hands before we go to a meal, that we have a clean conscience and an open heart, a clean heart. And so the prayers for us to be able to read the Bible and absorb what it's saying, it's very important that we keep an open mind when we're reading Scripture and realize this is the Word of God. Psalms 37:40. The Lord, this is the topic here, is enemies. Psalms 37:40. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in Him. Job 8:22. Your enemies will be clothed in shame, and the tents of the wicked will be no more. Deuteronomy 28:7. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. Deuteronomy 24 says, For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you victory. Read that again, Deuteronomy 24. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you victory. God fights for us when it comes to our enemies. Job 5:20 says, In famine he will ransom you from death, and in battle from the stroke of the sword. In Psalms 118:7, The Lord is with me, he is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. And again, this is for you folks who are just tuning in. This is the 11th Hour Ministries here on KCEO Radio, AM 1000. And we're here studying the mystery of the Bible, 20th century application to timeless instruction. There's a song that I'd like to play for you folks now that really actually gives a very clear understanding of the heartfelt feelings that I actually went through when I used to live a life according to my own will and my own way, and what it meant to me to be able to learn about the Bible, learn how to read the Bible, and what God has done since I've been able to absorb His truth in the Word, and that I hunger and thirst for His truth ever since the time when when my life was transformed from a person who was doing my own will into a godly lifestyle and trying to live the greatest way according to the Word of God that I can. This is a song that I think that each person who wants to know the Lord can relate to, and those of us who already love the Lord and are following His precepts and commands the best we can relate to as well. So please listen in.
Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw that same old crowd I knew before. When they asked me what had happened, I tried to tell them,
thanks to Calvary,
I don't come here anymore.
Thanks to Calvary,
I am not the man that I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary,
things are different than before. While the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them,
thanks to Calvary.
We don't come here anymore. Then we went back to the house where we used to live. My little boy ran and hid behind the door. And I said, son, oh, little boy, don't be afraid, because you've got a brand new daddy now.
Thanks to Calvary,
we don't live here. And more.
Thanks to Calvary,
I am not the dad that I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary,
things are different than before. Joe, while the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell my little boy. I said, son, thanks to Calvary.
Thanks to Calvary.
We don't live here. No, thank God, we don't live here anymore.
Welcome back, KCEO Radio AM 1000. This is the 11th Hour Ministries, and what a powerful song. I mean, that song just touches your heart, and to turn your life over to God, actually to have God calling. My life at that point in time, before I knew the Lord, I was living a life according to my own will. I didn't know there was such power in the Bible. I didn't know that there was such freedom in the Bible. And it just turned out where God, pretty much in correcting me or disciplining me, drove me to my knees. I basically felt empty and broken. And at that time in my life, I surrendered my life to the Lord. And ever since then, by reading the Bible, first of all, and following the commands of the Lord the best I can, that song really hits home for me with how my life has transformed and the way that God has given me new direction and new hope. Basically, without our Lord, I would be without a new spirit. He gave me a new life. He's made me a new creation, and he's given me new direction in my life, which is a joy to follow him. I think that a lot of people, the misconception is that the Bible is too stringent or difficult to follow. The fact of the matter is that once you start to know our Lord and follow his word and read his word, that it's such a joy to learn more, and you just... It brings such a hunger and thirst to us to know our Lord better. And it's given me a new outlook and a new awareness of how I handle myself in all types of situations, how I behave with others. Without a question, I have new hope, and I feel wholesome again. And I have a relationship with a wife where, without God in it, I can't imagine what type of relationship I would have. But I'm so grateful that the Lord is in my life and in that marriage as well. And tonight I'd like to mention that we have a very special evening tonight. I have two family members here at the studio with me. And one is my father. His name is David. And he loves the Lord as well with all his heart and soul, mind and spirit. And Jay, my nephew, has been actually here in the studio with me ever since the beginning, the inception of this program. And so we had a family gathering out here in Southern California, and just so happens that we've made a choice to bring my father and brother my brother's son here to the studio tonight. So I'm going to turn the mics on, and should they have anything to say, we're going to invite them to share some of their thoughts of how God has moved powerfully in their lives, share some scripture if they feel moved to read a scripture that has a great value to them, or something that really, you know, just means a lot to their heart. But to be here tonight, and the Bible says clearly that where two or more are gathered, there I shall be. And frankly, Sarah is the young lady who helps us run this program. And so the four of us are here gathered in God's name. And what an awesome night we're having here, sharing the God's truth here at the KCEO Radio, AM 1000, on the 11th Hour Ministries. One of the reasons why we say 11th Hour Ministries is that we feel that the time is urgent, that we really focus on how we can contribute to the world that we're living in now to promote goodness and wholesome behavior, what we can do for each other to promote the truth and God's word into this lost and dark world. A couple different things that come to my mind are, we ask that you just do a random act of kindness for a perfect stranger. It's a great way to feel God's love. If you really want to feel how powerful our awesome God is, in the near future, when you have a chance, we encourage you to just take a moment when you would be in a rush and someone, maybe the groceries drop on the ground or whatever type of situation. In our region of the world, one kind gesture to a perfect stranger might be even just letting them in front of you in traffic. We know that we're all in a rush in the morning and we all have our agenda, and it's just imagine how many times that we've raced up real quick to make sure that guy can't get in front of me. I'm in a rush. I got to go. So, you know, the times when we do a random act of kindness for a perfect stranger is a way that just by an action that you can feel what God is all about and what his love is all about. Because the Bible says to consider others in front of yourself. So this week we super encourage people to, you know, look for an instant where you can promote a random act of kindness to a perfect stranger, because we know that those circumstances are in our lives always and all around us. It's just that we're so busy focused on ourselves that we don't pay attention to them. And the Bible clearly says that we're to be selfless and not selfish. So we encourage that this evening. And also, there's a movie, it's called Pay It Forward. And I don't know if you folks have seen this particular movie, but we highly encourage it. And there's another, this is another thing that we'd like to encourage this week, is that we pay it forward, which ultimately means that don't be looking for a reward for a kind gesture. Look to promote a kind gesture. Look for circumstances where you can actually do a kind gesture for another person, and don't look for a reward, but encourage them to do a kind gesture for another as well. And let's see if we can't make paying it forward a contagious thing in our world. It's already happening. We see in the news, and what is really super encouraging is that in all the dismay in our lives and in the news programs around us, we see so much death and destruction and crazy things that occur in our world and such evil. But I've seen lately that a lot of people are reverting to prayer. Many people who are in terrible circumstances that are finally, they get on the news and they're actually turning to proclaim their love of the Lord and their faith in him, that he will sort out issues that they've come into in their lives. And so God is a help in troubles. But in the meantime, we'd like to open the mic to my nephew Jay, who's got a few scriptures he'd like to read that have just a great meaning on his heart. And for those of you who are listening, not the easiest thing in the world to sit in front of a microphone and do this job, but this is an awesome man of God, and he loves the Lord, and we're going to turn the mic over to Jay.
Thank you, Mark. I'm going to start off in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22, and it says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does." And that to me is just like super important because, you know, I'm going to quote you, Mark. I've heard you say that we refuse to perpetuate the religion of convenience.
Amen.
And that's really important because, I mean, people can say, well, I go to church every Sunday and I read my Bible. Well, that's good, but what do? You know, beyond just going to church and reading the Bible, like you were just talking about paying it forward and random acts of kindness and helping other people. And I can even take that back to Hebrews 13, verse 2. "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it."
Mm.
And that to me, I mean, when I'm driving down the road and I see a homeless person on the side of the road or something, I mean, you never know which one of them people really is an angel.
Amen.
And so many people drive by just looking at them saying, oh, he's just, you know, a dirty homeless person or whatever. And I mean, my heart has been cut several times driving past them people to help them out in any way I can, whether it's a bottle of water or some food or whatever. I mean, a little thing can go a long way in this world. And I mean, like you said earlier, Jesus and 12 apostles changed the world. And another scripture that I wanted to share is actually the first scripture that I ever learned, and it's in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1. "A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke." And my dad taught me that verse at a very young age, and at the time I was not yet saved, and it stuck with me. And every time that me and my dad would get in an argument, he would go, "Jay, time out 1 minute. What does Proverbs 13 say?"
Wow.
And I would give it to him. I mean, I just memorized it just from him reading it once. And to take it a step further, a wise son heeds his father's instruction.
Amen.
The Lord our God is our Father. And because we're all brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And his instruction is this Bible.
Amen.
And like I just read in James, don't just listen to the word, do what it says.
Mm-hmm.
And a mocker does not listen to rebuke, like the man who just looks in the mirror and then when he walks away, immediately forgets what he looks like. So a man who's not living by the word would be the mocker who does not listen to rebuke. And, you know, God has moved so greatly in my life recently, and I feel I'm alive and well, and I have, you know, a great relationship with everybody in my family now, and I'm going to church and reading the Bible and doing what it says. You know, I guess I've become a wise son who heeds my father's instruction.
Amen.
After all these years. And that's about as far as the scripture goes. That's all I have, so I'll give the mic back to you.
Well, I would like to also indicate that Jay, who just got done speaking here, is 19 years old. So can you imagine how proud his father, which is my brother James, must be, who is more than likely listening right now, to a man of 19 years old who is God in the Bible says, "Well done, my son, my good and faithful servant." And what an indication for my brother Jimmy to know that a child who is a child who's broken, a child who's in big trouble and things of this nature, God wants him to learn new things. But what we do know is that those children that live and end up causing all kinds of pain and anguish and turmoil, there is a chance that the child who is unsuccessful in being a child is really a product of an unsuccessful parent. And vice versa is that a child who learns to love our Lord and follow His word and commands and decrees and to wear it on his heart. Jay, those words were heart inspired, no question. I believe the listeners without a question have felt the passion in your voice with how much you love our Lord, and that's just a commendable thing. This is exactly what we're here for, is to show that in our world that a young man can have joy in following God and His inscription, His instruction, and his life is transformed from where there might have been struggles or conflict in family, etc., into a strong, godly young man who is to be given praise according to the Word of God for following the truth and the Word of God. And I think Jay's going to make a good husband someday. What do you think, David?
It's very difficult to follow the two of you, especially Jay, who's very impressive for her age and or his age and his beliefs. What I was thinking about as you were talking about comfort at the beginning of the program mm-hmm. was that a lot of people through my life, when I was with the Lord and before I was with the Lord, for 35 years I was an agnostic, and rediscovered the Lord in 1990.
Amen.
The words of comfort, many people say it's difficult to be a Christian. How can anybody follow those rules every day of the year? But those words of comfort, like Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
And that was one of the things that I never believed. I thought it's really difficult, it must be really difficult to be a Christian. But today, I don't feel that way at all. And it's verses like Matthew 6:25. Just one moment. 6:25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And when I rediscovered the Lord, that was one of the most comforting and reassuring things that I discovered.
That's amazing. I mean, who among you by worrying can add even an hour to his life?
Right.
And how much time do we waste in our lives worrying about everything under the sun?
Right? Exactly.
I mean, where's my next paycheck coming from? Where am I going to, my cars are going to work? And that's really amazing.
Yeah. Which leads me to my other most favorite verse in the Bible, which is well known. It's Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
Can you read that one more time? That's
sure.
Powerful scripture.
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
Amen.
All
Amen.
Things.
And you know how amazing. I mean, here we are, three generations of people have all experienced the world, have all gone through different circumstances in our walk in this world and in our way that we've chosen to go and the way that God has invited us to go, let's say. God will give us signals when we know we're doing the right thing and moving in a godly way. He will bless our lives, and the question that we all must ask ourselves is, when we're acting or thinking or doing anything in our lives, each day, all day, we should say to ourselves, can God bless this thought or action, and will He bless this thought or action? And it's just, excuse me, It's very exciting to be sitting here tonight with the three generations of men that, according to our own will, we would definitely have a lot of conflict in our hearts and troubles surrounding us in our lives. Here as a family, the three people gathered together, we have great people in our lives that God has blessed us with wives and family members and children, and just an amazing, amazing moment here to spend promoting God's truth. But it's for real. I mean, this moment is really just us sharing the fact that we've learned that the Lord and the Word of the God is the only way to have success in your heart and to have joy, and that when we share God's love together in family, this is the true definition of family. You know, this world that goes on and does what it feels good or looks good or acting as basically in on an impulse in this world, it's so easy to get lost. And, you know, well, once again, this is the 11th Hour Ministries. We're here, KCEO Radio, AM 1000. What an amazing night to be able to share God's truth and show that, you know, there's not an easy solution to every single problem on earth. This family has had issues and struggles in the past, but without a question, God is moving powerfully in the whole family that I was born into. And the things that have been overcome by challenges and struggles, God's alive and well, I can assure you folks. Every family, this dysfunction that we all feel and we all have gone through or had, people have been violated and we all trespass against each other at some point in time. And one thing that God puts on my heart right now is that each man will eventually let another man down. We will all disappoint each other sooner or later. And so the question is, what do we do about disappointment? How do we get a direction or guidance for how not to trespass on against each other continually? How do we change our ways? How do we change directions in life? Well, the one place you can seek advice is from Dr. Phil on TV or some advice station on the radio, or there's friends and family, and there's so many places to turn for advice. The trouble is there's only one true guidebook, and that not enough people are applying the rules, and when I say rules, the instruction I should say, because I want the message tonight to be heard that it's a joy to follow the Lord's instruction. We're here hungry and thirsty to learn more about what will please our God. Are we living a life that is pleasing to our God? And if we do that, He promises us that He will give us a full life. He will give us fruitful life. And it's not in our timing and it's not in our way, but we can. Question is, what plan can a man make for himself that is anywhere close to how amazing the plan that God has for us in our lives? And it's very clear that the way we've all been obedient to our Lord and turned to Him, that He not only has blessed it to date, but He will continue to bless it. And what an exciting night here on the radio. KCEO Radio, AM 1000. The 11th Hour Ministries, studying the mystery of the gospel. This is a mystery. God wants us to really do what we consider to be an archaeological study in the Bible, in the Word of God. When we read Scripture, we need to savor it. We don't read it like a book just from front to back and put it down and never read it again. The Bible is living and active. Every time we read a verse in the Bible, there's something new to be to learn from the Scripture, and God just wants to give you back your sparkle and your dignity. If there's anyone out there who feels shame or guilt or any types of troubled feelings, Do know that that's God calling you. There are relationships that have gone bad, and you have youth who are having immoral relationships. God cannot and will not bless those relationships, and we need to instruct our youth that they need to maintain purity, and even if they've failed in that category, to return to purity so that God can super bless their lives. Because we in this society are looking for instant gratification. It's, you know, what have you done for me lately? How can you please me, or how can I please myself right now, today? And the trouble is that we need to learn how to groom ourselves into a godly lifestyle. And it takes obedience. God, the Bible says, knock and I will answer. Well, God doesn't, he's not going to bless a life that is basically trying to tell him how he should do his job. I can assure you, I tried it. Don't go there, because it's not going to work. I thought, well, God, let's see if you can help me make this happen or go this direction. And every single time I got tugged by my shirt collar or tugged on my earlobe, and God just had me retest. I mean, this is a world where our Father, who is just loves us so much, and in the end, we find that he actually has fun with the correction that he puts in our lives. I can almost assure you that whatever you turn over to the Lord and hand over to him in your anguish or your feeling of desperation, that once you turn to the Lord and hand over to him all of the things that bring those feelings, there'll be a smirk on at somewhere down the trail. You're going to have a little giggle with God, and he's going to go, so what was your plan again? And then, you know, once we've submitted to his plan and he shows us his will and his desire, how amazing it is in the end to find out that, yep, he was right all along. And why did we burn our energy trying to get things done in our own way? But once again, we've talked about this before, and God wants to have intimacy with us. And what if we break the word intimacy down? It's into me, you see. And so tonight we pray that each person would open their heart so that they can actually take a good look at themselves and see how their walk is in this world. God will not and cannot bless behavior that isn't uplifting or becoming of a person. Each one of us has a indicator inside of us that can clearly tell us what is right from wrong. We can cover those feelings by hard hearts. We can ignore those signals by becoming isolating ourselves from our feelings, because basically it seems like when people are hurt and wounded and beat up enough emotionally, they just shut down. And just because we shut our hearts down does not mean that those feelings are gone. The feelings of despair and desperation, those are there for a reason. We all know when we do something that isn't proper, the guilt that we feel. Now, you may have been able to bring that feeling to a numb state, but don't kid yourself to think that it's gone. Our Lord is calling. And so let's go back once again to the Bible Promise Book, which another topic here is help in troubles. And the scripture that I'd like to read right now is Psalms 37:24. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. You are my hiding place. This is Psalms 32:7. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Psalm 71:20. Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will again bring me up. And these scriptures are super clear. This is what God really wants us to learn, is that he allows us to wander into the darkness to taste what the darkness tastes like, so that we would never want to go back there again once we understand him and feel the light on our face. I'm afraid of the dark. Psalms 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalms 91:10-11. Then no harm will befall you, no disaster will overcome near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. This is a promise from God. When we all turn to him and submit our lives to him, then Psalms 91:10-11, once again, listen to this promise from God, the maker, the creator, the one who gives the spirit and breath that's in us. Then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. What an amazing, amazing promise. So we're encouraging you once again here at the 11th Hour Ministries to grasp a hold of God's promise. Grasp a hold of his word. Fight for your right to know the Lord. Read your own Bible. Don't go to church and listen to someone else preach without getting actual scripture read in the church that you go to, and or reading your own Bible. If you don't hear the word of God read from the Bible in your church, we recommend you start to look around. I belong to a church called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. Today, scripture was read, an entire chapter from the Bible, read directly from the book. And what an amazing church it is when you go there and they read the scripture and allow you to interpret what you feel on your heart that God is saying, along with the instruction that comes according to every scripture that's read. So, once again, this is the 11th Hour Ministries, and we are here to just promote the love of God. We're here to share God's truth. We love God so much here. We've dedicated this hour with no sponsors. We actually don't ask for your money, and we don't have any sponsors to pay for this program. And the reason why is because we're so grateful to our Lord. This is a way that we feel to spend a wholesome hour as a family of believers. The people who are listening tonight, we hope that this was an inspiring hour of some, in some way, that something that was heard tonight will touch your heart. We once again encourage everyone that was listening to go out and do a random act of kindness for a perfect stranger. See how awesome that feels in your heart. That's what God wants of his children. And we are all his children. And remember, God is our Father according to the Bible, and Jesus is our brother. Our brother Jesus gave his life for us and our sin. He shed his blood for us and our sin. What wouldn't he do for us? And so with our obedience, this is the way we thank God. It's the way we show our thanks and our reverence for God. This is what God wants of us, is to be obedient children and share in his love as a family of believers. And also, it's to pray together that this lost and dark world come into the light. That God, we encourage you tonight to let God's light shine through you. Don't be trying to steer with your own pride and things getting in the way of God's works. What we encourage here at the 11th Hour Ministries and hope that we promote is that we're just sinners saved by grace. But the fact is that the word, the true word of God, is what does the work. That's why we purposely read scripture here, and we encourage everyone else to let God's light shine through you. We love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you all, and we'll see you next Sunday. Take care.
AM 1000, KCEO, Vista, San Diego.
Independently owned and operated by the Astor Broadcast.
Hi, I'm in USA Radio News. I'm Hope Duggar. President Bush says Greensburg, Kansas is a town that's...